Hey, kids! Guess what time it is?
What time is it, Uncle Gobbo? Is it time for K-R-R-R-Radio? Hey!
No, that's not it at all!
Radio, radio, radio.
Oh, fine then, you little brats. I wanted to do something else. Jerks.
K-R-R-R Radio. With your host, Bimblesnaff.
Bimblesnaff? Who the hell is this guy?
Welcome all to K-R-R-R Radio, the only broadcast dedicated to Kirby and Kirby fandom, because I'm probably the only one who's a big enough loser to dedicate his free time to a broadcast about Kirby and Kirby fandom. On today's broadcast, we have, what do we have? My producer, Ems, what do we have on today's installment?
On tap for today, we have, first episode of, K-R-R-R Radio, and, we also have some nice frosty brews on tap.
Alright, so, is there anything big planned? I mean, I saw we had a room full of what looked like porpoises back there. Are those going to be playing a role in any way?
First of all, I wouldn't say the room is entirely full, and I'd rather not say why they're here or what they have to do with those aforementioned frosty brews.
Fantastic. And it just now hit me that this show actually has a producer, and it still manages to be this lame.
Well, you see, I heard that to make money, you need to, spend money, and I thought, hey, why not spend money on a non-profit fan site? I think my plan is impeccable. I should see some turnaround in about, 1 week.
And this explains a lot about how KRR is run, or why this show is allowed to be. Alright, right now we're going to be going to the fan foyer.
Fan foyer! It uses very lame terminology for the location of which the fandom is occurring.
I don't know who wrote these theme songs.
I do believe that you are pulling them out of an area that is very unpleasant and on your body.
You really have to be more specific. Anyways, moving on to the fan foyer.
Fan foyer! It's the area where all the fandom occurs!
We already opened this, didn't we? And we have two theme songs for the fan foyer?
The place you're pulling them from is unpleasant enough to supply us with an entire hour of theme songs.
Oh, they can be hoping to avoid any more of those in the future. Anyways, we're going to be answering fan letters now, answering the questions that you sent us. And today we have the total of 0 fan letters. We haven't had a show before to ask for any to be sent in, so we really don't have anything to answer. And
I'd beg to differ. We just got one letter. Please ignore why it's in my handwriting and why it is sent by snail mail, despite the fact that we are a web-only entertainment variety segment. It says, Dear Producer Ems, I love you. I want to send you money as per the plan you elaborated on today's episode. Signed, a hot chick with lots of money.
I find it very interesting that this hot chick actually wrote out in the letter.
Doesn't everyone write out,
So, how do you spell that exactly?
Like that?
Fantastic. What was even being done again? Weren't we answering fan letters? Man, that was a bust. Well, time to wrap this disaster up.
Ba-ba-ba-ba, that was the fan foyer. I like to sing all day. That was the closing theme for the fan foyer that I wrote. Can you tell who is saying it?
Moving on, we now enter the interview segment of our show, where we get to sit down and talk with a real-life staff member at KRR. Say, who did we get on such short notice? I mean, they have to be the lamest staff member at KRR.
I think we did a little worse than that.
Hello?
Oh, please don't tell me that's who I'm interviewing.
Hello? Hello, my name is Bimblesnap. Hello?
I'm not going to tell you, but, just interview him.
Hello.
Hello. What is your name?
Hello, yes, my name is Bimblesnap. Hello?
Hello.
Well, this is going to be just a disaster. Alright, so, let's see here, let me pull up my info on you. Bimblesnap.
Hello, yes, my name's Bimblesnap.
Yes, that's just great.
His, name is Bimblesnap.
Thank you for the clarification, Ems. I think that was well established.
Hello? Hello, producer Ems. Hello, yes?
Hello.
Hello. Alright.
Hello.
Alright, that's enough. Alright. Okay, so, Bimblesnap.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, what is it exactly that you do at KRR? Because it doesn't really seem like much of anything.
I am the curator for the front page picture challenge, yes?
The curator for the front page picture. Did you just make that up?
No, it is true. I changed the picture at the front page.
You mean the page that no one bookmarks because they just go to the forums or the second index page that actually has content on it?
Yes, that is correct.
I would pay him for that.
Yeah, of course you would.
Hello? Yes?
Yes, alright. So, now, as your curator position, do you actually perform any real work? I mean, you seem to just be getting other people's pictures and changing a little bit of what's shown on the page.
It is hard work, yes. I work once a month, making me the hardest working staff member at KRR.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. Now, also, you seem to work on the fan comics.
Yes, I inherited the position from someone who cannot be named anymore because his name has been stricken from ever being mentioned on KRR.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you also just have people send you fan comics and you put those on the site?
Yes, hello, yes, that is what I do.
So your entire job consists of getting other people's work and displaying it on the site. So you don't do anything, really. You just kind of sit there and take credit for displaying other people's work.
I would pay him for that.
Yes, hello, thank you. Thank
hello,
you for paying me.
Hello, Bimblesnap?
I'm sorry, but Bimblesnap, you seem to be, without a doubt, the crappiest staff member at KRR. Why do you still have a job? Better yet, how did you even get this job?
Oh, yes, hello. I Kindar Spirit, yes, she thought I was funny, and she let me have the position.
Yeah, I think we know that none of that is remotely true. Please get out of here and never come back.
His parking privileges have been revoked.
All right, that's great. I'd like to right now apologize to all of the listeners out there, all one of them. Bimblesnap will never be allowed back on this show ever again. So, this is Bimblesnap signing off for KRRR Radio.
KRRR Radio, I think those R's are heaven, babies!
I want to take those babies to my porpoise room. I have something to show them.
Yeah, there's no way this will be allowed on air.
Next time on KRRRRRR Radio, an interview with the elusive Kindar Spirit. Find out what she's been up to, who killed her brother, if she ever had a brother, and who the father of her baby is.
Senorita, please tell me that it is my child that you carry, and it does not belong to him.